Park City's transit manager, Kent Cashel, keeps a close eye on what goes on with transportation around Park City, from monitoring the best fuel to use in city buses, to facilitating housing for transit drivers, to coordinating projects with UDOT. Currently, he's working with UDOT on the two highways that bisect town, Highway 248 or Kearns Boulevard and Highway 224 or Park Avenue.
It's important to remember that the two highways that we travel on every day, 224 and 248, are actually owned and maintained by the state. We always play an active role in planning, and we act like we own them, but they're actually the owner of that property. So it's important that we continue a dialogue and keep our plans alive in their minds.
At Thursday's City Council meeting, UDOT's new director, Nathan Lee, will update on what's going on with those highways. Highway 248, just past the schools where it narrows with Park City Hill, has seen various changes over the years with the median first put in, then removed, and now, says Cashel, a comprehensive plan for mass transit.
The median came out in order to facilitate reprogramming of that pavement footprint. So without actually widening the road, we get more travel lanes in there. However, it's important to note that the travel lanes we're looking at adding were going to be an HOV bus lane that would allow us to bring the park and ride fully operational and to move people quickly back and forth.
That park and ride is the large paved area in Richardson Flats, which has sat largely unused since the Olympics. Cashel says the next step is to prepare the HOV lanes, which won't likely happen for next ski season, but he says the idea is to get employees and even skier traffic to take shuttles from Richardson Flats.
It would be an express bus, and what we would look to do is during the peak hours, commuting hours, where that would be utilized, we would try to make it as frequently as possible. And I think it would be less than 15 minutes that we'd be running buses in there. So those of us that were here during the Olympics, you could look to something similar to that. A lot of buses, very frequent during the peak hours.
Those shuttles, he says, would likely come into the transit center and riders would quickly transfer to another bus to go to their final destination. He says the plans for this summer for Highway 224 include the new pathway running along Park Avenue between Kearns and Empire. Then, says Cashel, some bigger plans are further out.
For those that travel by foot or bicycle through there, they're usually well aware that that's the gauntlet that you have to run right now with traffic. And so that pedestrian activity caused a lot of friction with vehicular traffic, so we want to get those separated. So long term, then we'll have a couple of tunnels in there, pedestrian tunnels that'll be at Empire and then ultimately at 248, so people don't need to cross the highway.
Even a boulevard plan and some roundabouts at both ends of that stretch.
There's models where you can visually see how a piece of transportation infrastructure like that will work. And we've modeled that, and it works incredibly well. And so we're excited about continuing exploring those concepts.
That's Park City Transit Manager Kent Cashel. He says the roundabouts at the Jans Cole Sport Corner in the Park Avenue Kearns intersection would be some 5 years out at least. UDOT presents at this Thursday's City Council meeting. Work session begins at 3:50 in the City Council chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.